everybody. Thanks for joining us for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I really want to take just a minute and invite you to come hang out with us at Sugar Hill Church. You can get directions and see a little bit of who we are. Just go to sugarhill.church, and you can watch online on Sundays if you can't get there live at live.sugarhill.church. Today, I want to jump into a little book called Galatians. Paul is writing this letter to the church in, you guessed it, Galatia. And in his fifth chapter, beginning in verse 4, there's a very odd teaching. Listen closely. This is from the Amplified Version. It says, "You have been severed from Christ. If you seek to be justified, that is, declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty, and placed in right standing with God, through the law, you have fallen from grace, for you have lost your grasp on God's unmerited favor and blessing. For we, not relying on the law, but through the strength and power of the Holy Spirit, by faith, are waiting confidently for the hope of righteousness, the completion of our salvation." I get to see folks who come to faith in Christ and they just become zealots. And all of a sudden, everything they are about is judging somebody else and moralizing life to feed ego and pride while giving lip service to God's grace. You see, fear-based living will starve your soul. I can honestly see people who hunger for acceptance because they're finding how good they're supposed to be when there's nothing good in them, except for the presence of Jesus. I'm so grateful that we can learn how to be truly loved by Christ because love motivates grace-based living. Paul addresses Jewish believers in Jesus who attempted to add this act of circumcision as a part of salvation in Christ. So what they're saying is, this isn't really about circumcision. This is about anything that you say you have to do other than trusting Jesus for forgiveness of sin. These folks had fallen from their total dependence on God's grace for that forgiveness. But grace-based living doesn't depend on doing stuff to fulfill some moral code, but solely it rests on the Spirit's power to live in our soul, that we might be able to allow Him to come into our life and take over. The Spirit of God grows beautiful holiness in the heart of true followers of Jesus. Just like a vine gives a branch life and fruitfulness, so attractive virtues are the outcome of Spirit-filled living. We receive Jesus by grace so that we might follow Jesus with grace. Think about that. Let me say that one more time. We receive Jesus by grace so that we might follow Jesus with grace. In the book of John, chapter 15, the text says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you." That's Jesus speaking. "No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." What does it look like for somebody that loves God to live in the grace of God? Well, one prerequisite for grace is humility. God gives grace to the humble. You see, watch this. "But he withholds grace from the proud." When the Lord finds a humble heart, he finds a trustworthy heart, someone on whom he can pour out his favor. We can get results in the flesh, but we flourish beyond our imagination when we enjoy the favor alone of Jesus the Lord. Humility is an ongoing acquisition, and I can say in my own life, while I have nothing to be proud of, it is still a battle. It requires submission to the divine and resisting Satan. It takes us and says, okay, we have to be people who surrender and battle on. A life of grace is always growing as a humble being. Grace-based living produces gracious attitudes and gracious actions. And those full of grace are fast to forgive, always thanking and grateful, and they're always joyful to be around. Listen to me, friend. I really do believe the fruit of faith overcomes all the thorns of fear and the lust of greed, and it is conquered by the love of grace, generosity, gratefulness, and in the midst of that, a joyful heart. Oh, my friend, When Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." My friend, let that be your claim today. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. So if that is true, are you resting in the grace of the divine? I pray you are this day. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. Bye now.